You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Danielle. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Can I have your first and last name?
Paul Hill, P-A-U-L-H-I-L-L.
And your phone number?
404-338-7011.
And would you like to receive text message updates with the status of your service today?
Yes.
All right, message and data rates may apply. Can I have your policy number?
Okay, just a moment. And then also, I called for someone on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, same thing, message and data rates apply. You know, they're going to have someone come to me. I get a message that they're going to have someone come. And then I haven't received any other messaging, whether my car has been picked up, it's been at the same bar. I gave the address, the location, everything, and I have not received any detail or anything. I was instructed that I can leave the keys in the car,
mm-hmm.
so that the tow guy can come tow it. But it's like it's been almost 2 days, and my car is just sitting there unlocked with the keys in it for whoever.
Let me take a look and see if I can find that ticket from Saturday. 1 second.
It may be Sunday. No, it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. Because the car didn't turn on Friday night, right? 12:01 in the morning. Saturday during the daytime, I called. I had to call everybody, everything, company to find out where my roadside was, because they claimed I didn't have roadside, but I do. So I'm just trying to get my car away from a business so that it doesn't get towed.
It's for a 2005 Ford Crown Vic?
Yes.
Okay, I see where someone was dispatched on Saturday with a 45-minute ETA, and you're saying the vehicle is still at the location?
The vehicle is still at the location. I never received confirmation that the car was picked up. I called the number that I was told to call, and the gentleman I spoke with, he said that he had something going on with his truck or something. Mm-hmm. So they had to redispatch. They're going to have to redispatch someone else. So that's the last I heard, and that was on Saturday at like 5-6 p.m.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this one canceled because they never called us back, you know, said that they couldn't do the job or anything, because on my end, it's showing that it was completed.
No, it's not. Yeah, no. I hope my car is still there. Because they made me sign a fucking waiver to put my keys in the car so that I don't have to be there. So it's like, I feel set up right now.
Yeah, normally that's how the unattended tows work, that you have to waive liability just in case something happens to the vehicle. But the provider should have definitely let us be aware that they weren't able to tow the vehicle, because it's doing a completed job and they're going to get paid for it and everything. So I'm just giving you 1 second. Let me get this canceled out for you. And I'm going to have to get it redispatched and get another provider out there to tow it for you. Just give me one moment. I do apologize for the inconvenience. All right, thank you for holding, Mr. Hill. I apologize for the wait. I went ahead and got this canceled, so I'm going to go ahead and dispatch another provider for you. And once I found a provider, I'll give you a call back with their information.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for calling. That, again, I do apologize for the inconvenience.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.